Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet is on his way up. We are here in the D in the cold, chilly Detroit, Michigan this afternoon and this morning. Just been wonderful. He's already taught one class and the conference is about to go into morning glory. You say what conference? Well, it's the International IP Intercessory Prayer Conference with Bishop William H. Murphy here in Detroit. He brought it back to the D this year, and it is just wonderful and beautiful to see everybody here. And Prophet is, you know, fully involved in the conference, and he's doing well. Of course, I came to make sure he is doing well. Amen, church. But I am not sure. I know he's going to be up here in a little while to get into the studio and get on the call with everybody on the show. I know it's Prophetic Thursday, right, people? But if Prophet has asked you and you're on the air with us to be one of the callers in queue on the show, as far as like assisting with things or hosting, please press 1 now. I don't know, Sylvia or Chitwan, if you guys had any orders from the Prophet today to be on the air with us, please let me know by pressing 1, and we can go forward with the show. Amen. Okay. Sylvia, your mic is hot.
Hello,
and then, hey, is this Sylvia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I got another 248-636 caller. Who's this?
Hello, hi, Angel. This is Divine Favor. I'm calling you from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey.
Hey.
And hey. And then I got 630, I believe that's Sister Chitwan.
Hey, Angel.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hi, guys.
Andrea.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Chitwan, Sylvia?
I'm all right. Well, Divine Favor is going to lead us in prayer today.
Okay,
amen.
Let's go.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just lift you up and we magnify you, God. We give you all the glory that you deserve, Father. We humble ourselves, O God, and we search our hearts today, Father, and we ask you, O God, to search our hearts, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins, O God. God, forgive us of the things that we have done, O God, and the things that we do, God, that we know are unpleasing to you, Father. Create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit today, Father. Father God, we just lift up this radio show before you, Father, and we thank you right now that you be in the midst, God, that you draw in the listeners, O God. We pray for salvation and healing and deliverance. We pray for every mouthpiece, every prayer warrior, Lord God. We pray that you will move by your spirit today, Father. We pray right now, Lord God, for those that may be sick and shut in, oh God, those that don't have internet access, oh God, or the means to call in, God, we pray right now that they will feel a special touch, oh God, even a drawing even the more near to you, Father God. We give you the glory, honor, and praise, oh God. God, we lift up Prophet Pastor Shakespeare before you, oh God, and we thank you for the vision that you've given him, oh God. We ask you to cover him with your blood, God. We pray for his health, oh God. We pray for his mind, oh God. We pray for that which pertaineth to him, oh God, even his family, oh God. God, his ministry, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, to put a double-edged sword of protection around him, oh God. We pray that no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh his dwelling, God, that you'll continue to use him mightily for your kingdom, oh God. We pray for every intercessor, oh God. We pray for the PSMI family, even those, oh God, that have not been active, oh God. We pray right now, Lord God, that they will feed into the vision, oh God, that they will come in agreement, Father God, that they will be unified and we as well, oh God, will be on one accord, Father God, standing in the gap and making up the hedge, oh God, interceding for your people, Lord God. We pray that we will be on our post, oh God, hallelujah, and that nothing will happen, oh God. We just give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God. We thank you right now for the prophetic, oh God. God, you said, hallelujah, you do nothing but first revealing it to your prophets, oh God. For the anointing of prophecy today, for the gift of prophecy, for the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge today going forth, oh God. We pray that you will prepare the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God, for fresh right now, rhema word, God. A word, oh God, that will bring, hallelujah, Lord God, to you, Lord God, that will bring us even closer, and God, hallelujah, even obedient more in our purpose and destiny in you, Father God. We just give you praise, glory, and honor for the miracles today, for the signs and the wonders that shall follow us, because God, we believe you, Father God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God, pouring out wisdom, pouring out knowledge and understanding today like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we seal this prayer, oh God, and we thank you for the manifestation of answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, now. Thank you so much, Divine. It's so good to hear your voice and to hear you.
praying, as always. It's so good to hear your voice. Sister Shatwan?
Yes, sister?
Hey. Do you leave any more the orders for today?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know if Prophet Daryl is on the line or if he even pressed one yet, but I think he was coming on today.
Okay. Well, when he comes on, I should see it, so I don't see him on just yet. Well, I expected him to be up there right now, but I'm sure he's getting caught up in some things downstairs with the intercessory prayer conference here. But it's been going great. He taught his first class. He may have to teach again tomorrow, but he taught his first class today, and it was very wonderful. It wasn't enough time, though, of course. I think it was maybe 45 minutes, and people were asking for more time, you know. so we all are accustomed to that because of the knowledge and the revelation that comes down just right there in the room alone. It's never enough time. I'm glad that I can be here and of help. The roads are so icy, but the getting through all of that and getting to a place where you're supposed to be, nothing beats it once you get here, you know. It's taking an extra 30 minutes to get some places around here, but it's worth the trip. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me check this board one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you all the callers that are on. This is awesome. Today, this morning, this Thursday. Let me see. I'm trying to see what else. Well, what else would you guys be doing right now? I don't always get to make the calls.
Is Bertha on the line?
Bertha? No, I don't see her on the line. But if Bertha is on the line, press 1, or Prophet Daryl, press 1. I think I see Bertha. If you're on the line, you can press 1. I thought I saw Bertha. She's there. There she go. Okay. Queuing Sister Bertha in. We're going to have a show today. Want to know why?
Oh.
Because God is on his throne. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have a show today. God is still on his throne, and he's still speaking. So a life and the prophetic and revelation is still going forth, and the prophet just walked in. Amen.
Amen.
So he is here. I'm going to get the rest of the studio set up for him as he gets situated and things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not yet.
But his birth is on the line and she can take us into prayer and while he's getting situated.
Yeah. Bertha, hello? Bertha, did I cue you in right?
We got guest Willie Talbert to be on today.
Well, we'll have a guest on today, Prophet Willie Talbert.
Amen.
We'll have a guest on the show today. At what time?
About
12:45. So don't hang up. Don't hang up. Yeah. Don't drop your call. I think Bertha's call dropped, so we should get back on. I'll cue her in. But just press 1, Bertha. So we don't want to miss our guest, guest prophet, Talbert. Amen.
Willie
Talbert. Amen. Always letting prophet get situated.
Get situated.
Bertha, are you on the air with us?
Yes,
press 1 if you called back in. We wanted you to assist with a prayer right now. If you are on the air, just press 1. Hallelujah. I saw that your call dropped. Oh, man. And it dropped again. We bind that in the name of Jesus. How about that? We'll not be
I'm looking for the words, just Sister Shatwan. Will not be distracted by anything. Or
amen.
Hallelujah. I wish more of the family could be here right now. It's a great conference. Great classes.
Even the instructors were in the liturgical, not the instructors, the class assistants who did not dance at all were in the back dancing in the liturgical classes. Like they went in there saying, I don't dance, I'm not dancing, but, you know, I'm the assistant for the class, and they end up dancing. So Right?
God be the glory. 248-636, your mic is hot. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Oh, you know what God is doing in our lives.
Can you hear me? Hi, Divine. Yes,
hi.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah, I said my phone call had dropped. But I called back in, and I just said that, you know, I'm excited about what God is doing, you know, in our lives, you know, and our future is bright. And for those that, you know, I haven't been able to talk to, I want to say Happy New Year, and God bless you to all of you. I know that my prayer focus this week is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And even before I called in, you know, I want to do something new, you know. God is doing a new thing, so we should be, you know. And I said that I wanted to at least be meditating upon scripture for whatever my prayer focus may be for the week. And I think others should, you know, follow suit, and everything is something the prophet has been asking us to do, you know, to be prepared. And I opened up to Solomon, and my prayer focus this week is wisdom. And it was dealing with preparations for the building of the temple, you know, and how David, you know, he had, you know, left instruction, but with some things, you know, that couldn't take place as far as the building of the temple from Solomon to the things took place. And God had gave me for wisdom, you know, is when and how to go about, you know, it's time and a season, and how knowledge is the know-how. And understanding, there's a scripture that says, in all thy getting, get understanding. But there's also a scripture that says, lean not to your own understanding. So the understanding we should be seeking after is the understanding of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I am very excited. I'm excited about Mr. Prophet Tolbert coming on, praying, you know, that we should just bind up distractions and hindrances and over the airways, anything that would try to hinder what's going to come forth today for God's people. And I'm just in prayer, and I'm just in, I know he has astonished me, and he's going to astonish us all, and I'm in a place of anticipation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bertha, did you get on the call yet, Bertha? Are you here?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I'm on the call.
You here? Okay. Prophet wanted you to pray just a little bit further. Set the atmosphere a little bit further for the prophetic.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we magnify you. We adore you. We exalt your holy name. Lord, we lift you up because you alone are worthy of all our praise. God, we come giving you all the glory. We take none for ourselves, but we give it all back to you as you have commanded us to in your word. Father God, we come with repenting hearts, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins of omission and commission. God, forgive us of wrong thoughts, wrong deeds, so that we can boldly come before your throne of mercy and grace. And you incline your ear to our petitions, O God. We're coming, O God, asking you to release your Holy Spirit. Release your clear word, your rhema and your logos word, O God, through your prophets on today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you in this temple. Move by your Spirit, O God. Let the living waters flow, the living waters of your word, let it flow as rivers, O God. Let it light upon the tongues of your prophets and your speakers today, O God, as coals of fire, O God. O God, let it come from down in their bellies, O God. Father God, we pierce the atmosphere with the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. God, saturated now for your word to come forth. Father God, we thank you, O God, for your consuming fire that burns up everything that is not of you, even in the airways, O God. Release the warring angels, O God, to war on our behalf, O God. Block every hindrance, distraction that the enemy has set. Father God, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Burn up every witch and every warlord that has been assigned to attack your prophets, your apostles, and your speakers today, God. We call the Lord born in operators, in effective and powerless in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is in you, Lord, that we live, we breathe, and have all of our beings. Breathe on us now, O God. Let the fire fall from heaven, O God. Restore us, refresh us, revive us, and renew us, O God, with a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of understanding, divine revelation that only comes through your Holy Spirit. Teach us now, Holy Spirit, the ways and the heart of the Father. Only you know, because you're there with them. You were there in the beginning, and you're yet there. You are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our ending. Rain down, shower the fire. Let the heads around the people, God, in the name of Jesus, give us ear and you receive your word that is being spoken in the name of Jesus. Come now, Lord. Come now, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise for your word that will be spoken. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and praise God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get the atmosphere, God. Hallelujah. Make it conducive to your word, dear God.
but the Lord has been present in his power. We did activations of the ears today, people hearing God for the first time, and were prophesying one to another, the whole room of people. It was just off the chain. And we just thank and praise God for what he's doing there at the hotel. We need to spread the word, praise the Lamb, but I need somebody to post on Facebook. We are on, we are in the studio, praise the Lamb of God. In a few minutes, we will have Apostle, praise the Lamb of God, Talbert on with us. Willie Talbert will be our guest. So make sure this is getting posted on Facebook for us, because I don't have my dual switchboard here, so I can be able to see both pages at the same time. So make sure that's happening for somebody and put posting it on Facebook and allowing the people to know that we are on the air today, live, remotely from the Westin Hotel, Southfield, Michigan, with Bishop William H. Murphy Ministries and the Intercessory Prayer Conference. Oh, my goodness, that man preached last night, though. I tell you the truth, that Bishop Murphy preached last night. He's just all in my book. He's all in my message from Sunday, talking about Elijah, the prophet. Oh, my goodness, and the abundance of rain, the sound. God just confirms his word in so many different places and so many different ways. And for that, we are grateful, praise the Lamb of God, for the way God is doing what he does and the way he does it. I am excited about God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and excited about all that he is doing in this season for us. It's Word Day, praise the Lord. It's the Word Day. Remember, people of God, we've been teaching you all about the blessing plan of God and how God desires to be blessed. Bishop Murphy even said this morning, he said one of the hindering factors that the Lord has revealed to him is the believer and repentance, and that a lot of people do things haphazardly without thinking that they are doing something wrong. He gave the analogy that he loved wood hangers, which I know he does, because when we were renting from his church, I used to bring wood hangers for my robes and stuff, and he would take them off my robes and put the paper hangers and the wire hangers on them in place. And I was buying my wood hangers from places like Nordstrom's. Well, he was at a hotel one day. He broke one of his wooden hangers that he had brought and was about to switch, put the broke one in the closet and take the other one from the hotel. He said, and the Holy Spirit told him, you're stealing. And he stopped and said, it's just a hanger. I'm just trading hangers. He said, but it doesn't belong to you. You broke your hanger. If you take this hanger, you're stealing. And he said, it's little things like that that we do that we are not conscious of or we don't take as wrong. That's wrong in the eyes of God. And when it's wrong in the eyes of God, then that makes it wrong, and that makes it a problem, praise the Lamb of God. So we have to come to the place of understanding that and building ourselves up to make sure that we kind of go through what we've done across the day, people we've hurt, feelings we might have hurt, this, that, or another, and don't take it for granted that it's just wiped off the slate. The true believer, praise the Lamb of God, anytime they enter into prayer with God, any kind of session of fall of God, repentance has to come. The cleansing has to come. The purging has to come. Praise the Lamb of God. And we don't want to miss our blessings in this season, hallelujah, of sins of commission or omission that we have not asked forgiveness for. And then we know when we talk about the word repent, we're going beyond asking for forgiveness. We are turning from, hello somebody, we are turning from that is wrong to right. Praise the Lamb of God. We're turning from the wrong to right. We're turning from darkness to light. We're turning from unrighteousness to righteousness. So, it demands a change, praise the Lamb of God, in us, that we change the way we that we deal with ourselves as it relates to our prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. I am just so excited that this conference is having the impact that it's having, even upon me, praise the Lamb of God, as revelation keeps breathing forth, and as God keeps speaking, Pastor Grace McCoy is up right now, praise the Lamb of God, doing the 15 levels of intercessory prayer and the pitfalls to those 15 levels. Praise the Lord. It's a lot of information, a lot of information being disseminated, and I'm sure if you were here a part of the conference, you would be elated at that you would be receiving. Praise the Lord. But don't forget, tonight, William H. Murphy III is going to be preaching. Then tomorrow night, Bishop Bismarck will be our special guest as we close the conference out. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow there's lunching also. There's a luncheon tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, tomorrow afternoon. And, boy, oh boy, special guest there is Bishop Darrell Husband. He will be bringing the word on tomorrow afternoon. I will be teaching again tomorrow on the fivefold ministry on tomorrow morning, praise the Lord. So those of you you are welcome to attend those classes, praise God. I think we got about 20 classes I prepared for this, praise God. And they're all in like hour, 10-minute increments that you can take two or three classes a day. So that is an awesome thing. Praise the Lord. A lot of information going on here. Of course, our venues are here. Our exhibit hall is set up. Praise the Lamb of God. And you, you're welcome to come and share with us, praise the Lamb of God, in this exciting time. Even with the snow, the rain, not the snow, the snow and the cold, hallelujah, we are still here at the Western Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God, entering in to this next level of intercession. Praise God, praise God. All right, I'm waiting on our guest to come on. I'm sure he'll be on any money. All I have to do is push 1 on his dial as he enters in. Prophet Apostle Willie Talbert will be on again with us today. The Lord willing, praise the Lamb of God, and sharing with us in this blessing and prosperity that he was speaking on yesterday. He gave out a lot of good tidbits on yesterday, and the forum of asking questions and all of that was just so beneficial. And so hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, as we go through today, it's going to be just as exciting, praise the Lamb of God, just as exciting as it was yesterday, hallelujah, as we saw the prophet, apostle, praise the Lamb of God, sharing with us. Yes, indeed. I just can't wait. Let me see here. What I got. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I thought somebody was coming in that was going to be a part of our show. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have some more guests on even tomorrow as we interview and talk about the prayer conference. Praise the Lord. And many of you will be able to hear these dynamic people. We got people from all over the country. I'm telling you, it's a lot of people that came in, even in spite of the weather, and they're still coming. Praise the Lamb of God. People are still coming in spite of the weather. We had a full house last night. Praise the Lord. The ballroom was full last night. And I'm not second guessing here. It was filled to capacity on last night. So I don't know what we're going to do tonight if it overflows. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we are excited about God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Give me just a minute here. I'm trying to communicate via the Internet here. Praise the Lord, to get some information going for us so that we know exactly what we're doing this afternoon. I don't want to start prophesying and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. And, put the cart before the horse, so to speak. So we're just going to see what we need to do here. Praise the Lord on high. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Just as I figured. That's not even a... Yes, that's about right. When you really look at it. All right, here we go. Here we go. Back to this. Since we are there. All right. Apostle is not on as of yet. We're still waiting on him to come on. We'll give him a few more minutes here. Praise God as he makes his arrival and deals with these levels of blessings that we were speaking on yesterday. Praise the Lord. The next thing that I want to say is praise the Lamb of God. I
can't imagine. In my name, I will do it.
That the famine is over.
Verily, show enough. Okay. I say unto you.
No, I'm trying to see what that is. I don't know what that was. Just somebody had something on in their home. I think it was Chetuan or Sylvia. One of them had something on in their home that was playing in the background, like television or something. But we are clear. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right. Praise God. I tell you this. When it comes down to what God is doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God, as we are experiencing the fulfillment of the promises of God, and boy, I tell you, people of God, let me tell you something. Get yourself positioned to receive from God, hallelujah, the things that have been held up, the things that have been spoken over your life, and you have not yet received them. One of the things that we were talking about today was praying over the Word of God, praying over the word that the Logos word and the Rhema word to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are in position to receive from God and then have an ear to be able to hear from God what he would have us to do with that he gives, praise the Lamb of God. What he would have us to do with that he would have us give, praise the Lord, would just be an awesome thing. And that is just that I'm telling you, that's also about by itself. Let me see here. I see somebody's cute. I don't know if it's, but let me see if it's him. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Erico 747. Is this Apostle? No, I guess not. Nope, that's not him either. Praise the Lord. Maybe he's engaged in some other business and did not contact us to allow us to know. Oh, my goodness gracious. But we want to continue on with the show. Of course, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Only a few of you are in queue today, I see. Praise God. And we're just going to, my God, I'm feeling strange here, but something is just not flowing right when it comes down to the lack of communication here and downloading and disseminating the information. We're going to have to try to revamp that a little bit, people of God, so that our show can go forth in power, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and with adequacy and efficiency and excellence, praise the Lamb. All right, I am going to... Well, Bertha's here with me. Bertha, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. We really only have three in queue, praise the Lord, which is Sylvia and Chetuan and another one that I hit the button and they didn't even respond, praise the Lamb of God. I really don't know what the holdup is with Apostle. But I was really, really expecting him to come forth, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of our show today. But for some reason, he is not here. And what can we do about that, right? We can't do anything about it, but we can continue on in the name of Jesus and doing what we know that we do, praise God. And that is be a blessing to the people. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But after that, Chetuan and Sylvia is at the top. Sylvia's at the top. Let me see here. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray with Sylvia and see what the Lord is speaking to her life, because that's all I came on prepared for today, because I just knew that Apostle was going to be here today to teach. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to ask Bertha, if you're with me today, to if you have anything you want to share with your sister.
Sylvia?
Yes, ma'am.
I spoke this is the word that the Lord had for Sylvia when Sylvia called me on yesterday, and it was a word that God had told me to release only to Sylvia for Sylvia to hear. But all I'll say to Sylvia is I love you. Stand strong and stand firm on the word of God and continue to keep doing what you're doing. Because God is well pleased. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord has a word for you too here. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
God says he's going to bring you into a large and wealthy place. In this season, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God says that in this season, praise the Lamb of God, things are going to get easier for you, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That the strain that has been on you is being lifted, the stress is being lifted, and you're going to see an easier, smoother way, praise the Lamb of God, birthing and coming forth. Hallelujah. God said he promised you peace, and peace you will have all around you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And God says that the things that has been held up, that he has promised you, praise the Lamb of God, are being released to you even now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is prepare for the reception of what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. So as sure as the Lord lives, it will not tarry, says the Lord. It will not tarry. It shall spring forth, praise the Lamb of God, and you shall know and you shall say that God did it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Oh, glory. We thank and praise God today. Let me see. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, I know she's always open for a word. Shatwan, you still with us?
I'm here, Prophet.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise for your granddaughter. Hallelujah. All right. Bertha, do you hear something for your sister?
Mm-hmm. What is Pastor Shaquan? God says now is the time. You know what you got to do. You know what you got to let go of. As Prophet was opening up the show, it was just confirmation of the little things that we don't consider that's holding us back and keeping us from maturing in God and going further, and it's blocking the blessings and anointings that God has for us. God says, you know what you need to let go of, and it's time now, because the enemy's desire is to kill you, and you know it. So let it go, shake it off, and don't pick it back up. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, Father.
Jesus.
Yes,
you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank
well,
you,
the Lord is
thank
not speaking to me concerning you, his heart right now. So we give God praise. Praise the Lamb of God for what has been spoken and what has been delivered today to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All God, we love you today. We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you honor. We give you glory in this place. Hallelujah. I am Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name,
Jesus. My God, my God.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.